Okay, guys, we might make a start. So, welcome to Salt Church's AGM for 2020. You're all excited, and I'm welcoming myself because it's my first AGM for Salt Church. So, thank you. Really good to be here, and I'd love to shake your hand, and I'd love to give you a hug or a kiss. Like, I just can't do that. For the times we're in. In fact, the Bible's got a very high bar for greeting one another, hasn't it? Greet one another with a holy kiss is what we're meant to be doing. So what we need to do is practice some new ways of doing the holy kiss. And so I need a volunteer. I'm looking at Lachlan Campbell. Come and welcome me, brother, and I'll welcome you. We can't touch each other. Oh, we can. We're going to do the elbow and the other one. The foot tap. There you go. That's it. That's as intimate as it gets. All right, guys. Oh, the other one you can do, I guess we could bow to each other. It just could look really bad. Okay, guys, I'm going to pray as we start. Let's pray. Father God, thanks for gathering us. Lord, thank you that we are your people by your grace. Lord, thank you that you've brought us together as Salt Church. Lord, thank you for this new and exciting era that we're entering into. Lord, help us tonight as we reflect and give you thanks for what you've done and your goodness over the last 12 months. Lord, help us to look to you as we think about plans for the year ahead. Father, we ask for your strength. We ask for your encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, lots of things we're going to do tonight. First thing on the list there is something super exciting. We've got to approve some minutes. So you've all got the minutes for the AGM 2019. Is that right? So that's that single doc. Yep. So someone did. Oh, okay. There's two. Is that right?
We emailed the AGM and that's the general meeting.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go with the AGM first, yeah?
That's the general meeting.
Oh, is that the general meeting? Oh, sorry. It says annual general meeting on it?
Yeah.
That was the general one. Okay. So this is the 9th of December one? When you voted in a lead pastor? Is that right? Is that what happened? Nigel. Okay. Thank you, Nigel. Seconded by, what was your name again, sorry? Steve, thank you. Everyone say their name tonight, it would be helpful to me. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Great, approved. And the second one we need to approve is the AGM of 2019, which was emailed 2 weeks ago. That was part of Grant's email. So if you were at that meeting, AGM 2019, can I have someone who was there to move that we accept the minutes for that meeting, please? Lorna was first. And seconded by? Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. All in favour?
Aye.
Great. Passed. We've done that part. That brings us to the pastor's report. So that's me. I'm excited to be here. This is my first AGM. I'm excited to be at Salt Church. And I'm acclimatising to Wollongong. And I'm acclimatising to Salt Church and learning how things get done at Salt Church. Last Christmas, one of my daughters gave me a gift for Christmas. And she said to me, this will be really helpful for your ministry at Salt Church. And I opened up and it was a T-shirt. Because I noticed that the staff here wear T-shirts. It's just too cold to wear a T-shirt tonight. And the other thing that's really essential at Salt, I feel, is a pair of thongs. And I had that from the Central Coast, so I think I'm ready to go for ministry. But in all seriousness, what's essential? God's Word is essential, isn't it? So I want to open up God's Word with you just briefly. So if you've got your Bible there, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 1 to 10. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. So the Apostle Paul says, as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favour I heard you, in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour, now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonour, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. It's a really encouraging passage to me. Let me point out a few things to you. So, first of all, the amazing thing that Paul says that he is a co-worker. I think we can say that as well. He is a co-worker with God. Have you thought much about that? That you, because you're in Christ, because you've received the Spirit, you're part of his church, we're part of the mission together, God considers us a co-worker with him. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? We're actually going to be doing God's work with him. That is an incredible thing. The other thing that's really amazing about this part of the Bible is the time in which we live. Notice Paul says, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. We live in the time when people can come to know the Lord Jesus. God's mercy is on display. People can be forgiven. People can come into his kingdom. And again, as co-workers, we get to be part of that work of bringing people into his kingdom as we proclaim the gospel together and the power of his Spirit. So Paul's part of that, we're part of that. And thirdly, he presses on with ministry even though it's really hard. So he says, I'm a servant of God and I'm pressing on through difficulty. So from verse 3, he lists all those difficulties. In the face of really, really hard things, I just get on in good conscience before God, in the power of God, proclaiming the gospel, letting God do his work through me. That's what gospel ministry is. And I don't know how hard it's going to be in Wollongong. I don't know how hard you found it, but I look through that list and think it can't be any harder than what Paul's gone through. Troubles, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments and riots. How bad does it get here in Wollongong? It's tough, isn't it, for Paul? Hard work, sleepless nights, hunger. Ministry is going to throw all kinds of things at us and at us as a church. But there's Paul's example. Press on. And how do you do it? Well, you do it with hard work, verse 5, in purity, with understanding, with patience, with kindness, in the Holy Spirit, with sincere love, in truthful speech, in the power of God. That's where our confidence is. No matter how hard it gets, we're with God, he is with us. We're using his gospel. And so I think that's just a great reminder for us. Yeah, co-workers with God, how exciting. Living in a time of God's favour, when God is growing his church, we get to be part of that as his co-workers. And even through difficulties, in the power of God, through the example of following the example of Paul, who follows the example of the Lord Jesus, just presses on with sincerity and confidence in God, no matter what the work throws at us. So that's where I think we're heading. That's, I think, a good reminder to us of what ministry is all about. Now, what are we doing tonight? We're doing a few things tonight. So we're gonna reflect on 2019. So we're gonna give thanks to God for all the good things that he's done. And you'll be able to recall them. Andy's going to help us with that, and we're going to give thanks to God for the good things that he has done. We're going to praise God for his generosity as we think about finances. So they're not just numbers on a page, they're actually generosity. God's given us sacrificially the opportunity to give to the work of the gospel. People here at SALT, also people outside of SALT, have given to the work of the gospel here. Let's give thanks to God for that. We're also going to think about the year ahead. And what's really important is not only just to think about the year ahead, but also bring our plans before God. This is what we'd like to see happen. And let's pray that God will make it happen in our midst. We're going to approve the budget for 2020. Again, committing that to God, that we'll be able to raise the funds necessary for the work this year. And then there'll be opportunity for questions. We're going to pray throughout the night, and there'll be opportunity for questions on those things as we go forward. So, our next item there is to reflect. So I'm going to get Andy up to talk to us about 2019. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Well, I'm Andy, if I haven't met you before. I was the acting lead pastor for a little while, but we've got Michael here, so even better. I thought it'd be good to think about 2019. And reflect on that, lots of ups and downs. We didn't have a lead pastor, and for a lot of that year, we didn't know if we were going to get a lead pastor or when or what that was going to look like. And so for some of us, that was an unexpectedly long amount of time of not having a lead pastor. I think some of us thought it would be a couple of months. Others were maybe a bit more realistic. I remember telling Karis the night when I was asked to become acting lead pastor, we're talking about it. I was like, oh, it's probably just going to be a couple of months. Constitutionally, it's 15 is the, like, you know, got to get reappointed, but there's no way it's going to be. Anyway, it was. So there were some difficulties there. I think some difficulties for our church. Then just things up in the air. Just unknowns. And unknowns can be difficult, can be tricky. Uncertainty about the future. So that was a hard time. And hard work. A lot of hard work. You might have felt that last year was a difficult year. The staff, it was hard work for the staff, the admin committee, a lot of late night meetings and feeling quite tired now after a busy year last year. Last year was hard as well. We had two funerals, which was sad. And we've had people leave church, some for good reasons, some for not very good reasons. That's sad as well. So there's been some difficulties. There's been some difficulties. But even in that, and this shouldn't be a surprise, but it often is, that God provides the things that we need. God, and he continued to do that last year. He continued to look after us as a church. But more than just looking after us, God continued to do great things amongst us. A lot of things that I've been really encouraged about, and just tonight, this afternoon, reflecting on last year, really encouraged by a lot of things. We moved gathering times last year. We went to 10 o'clock and 5, and that's been really positive. It's been really positive, I think. We've seen lots of people since then visit church. There's been a lot of great opportunities for community amongst us as we do meals after church. 5 p.m. now does dinner every week together. So a lot of great things we've seen. And God continues to grow us as disciples as well. So we've had a bunch of sermon series that have been really helpful. So Luke, we had the chapters 9 to 19 at the start of last year. We did that. We had Judges. That was hard work, but really good. We saw how good and gracious our God is. We went through a short series in serving. We looked at the book of Leviticus, which was also hard work, but again, really good in seeing the holiness and what it looks of God and what it looks like for us to be his people. We had a shorter series looking at part of 2 Corinthians. We looked at prayer and Salt Away with Josh Allen. And Hebrews. We spent a chunk of time in Hebrews thinking about persevering as God's people, as God's followers. And so a lot of encouraging things coming out of that. I think God shaping us as his people as we see what it looks like to live in his world. And there's lots of other things I'm not going to mention all, but on your booklet, page 3 or 4, there's some stats if you like stats. You've got stats if you like infographics. You've got infographics. Just a bit of a snapshot there. I'll just point out a couple of things. We had 36 people join SALT last year, which is really exciting. And that's adults. We had a lot of kids join SALT last year. So you can see that down the bottom. Kids, 77 kids and 27 babies. So it's pretty much the same number of adults members at 10 and kids. A lot of visitors, 477 that we knew of last year. A bunch of them came back. We had heap of people leading, 65 leaders, and a number of them leading for the first time. So Zane and Sarah have taken over leading Arvos, our Friday afternoon kids program, and they're really excited. They've never kind of done something like that before, but Adam's working with them, and they're very excited to be taking over that. So we've seen that happen a few times, people stepping up and leading in new ways, which is really exciting to see. People growing in their magnification and spending time with God and His Word. I've realized there's some labels missing there. 35% reading the Bible most days and 16% every day. And we're kind of thinking, how can we see that actually improve over the next year or two? We see to help get people in the Bible more. So lots of exciting things happening. The monthly, I don't know if you're good at maths, you might have known this, the monthly average and doesn't add up to the total. I forgot to do that. So just ignore that. That was last year. But yeah, bit of a snapshot of where things are at. I thought these are not just numbers. It's kind of interesting to see the snapshot, the big picture, but they're not just numbers we're talking about. They're people. They're people. They're us, new people visiting, new people joining, all these sorts of things. And so I thought it'd be helpful to again, meet the people who have joined us last year. So we've got a video I've put together with a bunch of them. Not all of them on the video, but a bunch of the people who joined last year. So hopefully this works. Yeah, so that's really good. Chris on the video, we met him. He's one of the three people that we know of became Christian last year, and really exciting to hear his story if you haven't had a chance to chat to him. But he's never been to church before, never really read the Bible, but after a conversation with a friend, looked up a church online and turned up here and started hearing the gospel. And God changed his heart. God brought him from death to life. Before that, he was far from God. He was an enemy of God. He was stuck in his sin, and God saved him. And so it's so encouraging, so exciting when you see that happen. That's the thing that we've been praying for, a flood of lifelong disciples of Jesus. And to see God answer that prayer is really great. So lots of things to thank God for. And I particularly want to praise God for the Plages. God continues to be faithful and provides the things that we need when we need them. So it should be no surprise that God's provided a godly and experienced lead pastor in Michael. So it's great to have him and Natalie and the girls here with us. And so that was a big highlight of 2019, was voting them in and hearing them and getting to meet them. And now they're here. So that's so good. It's really good. And I've really enjoyed getting to know Michael this past month, with like hours of meetings trying to get him up to speed and stuff. That's been really good. And so I'm excited to see what God does here at our church with Michael as our lead pastor. And so we'll hear a bit more from Michael about the future soon. But lots to give thanks to God for. Lots to give thanks to God for that he's been doing amongst us. And so I thought it'd be helpful to pray. We're going to spend a couple of minutes praying on our tables.
Andy, before we do, can I say something?
Depends what you're going to say. Well, you're the lead pastor, you do what you want.
Just reflecting on and continuing what Andy just said about God being good to us, I reckon it's a good time just to recognise the gift that God's given us in people and leaders. So Salt's obviously gone through a hard time the last 2 years. Let's give thanks for the leaders that were in place. And we're giving thanks to God, we can pray. But I reckon it'd be good to put our hands together as well to show appreciation. So I'm thinking of the admin committee. Let's give them a round of applause. Yeah. Okay, you got to. There's more applause to come. Selection panel, they've put a big job in. The current staff team. And then Andy and Keris, just in their role, and Andy, his role as acting lead pastor, I reckon we should show appreciation. And Keris, why don't you come out? Keris gets a gift tonight because we just couldn't give flowers to everyone. So they had to give them to Keris. Elbows, that's it. So thank you, Keris, and thank you, Andy. Okay.
It's a joy. We're going to pray. Spend a couple of minutes giving thanks to God for 2019. So just, spend a few minutes praying on your tables, and then Michael will jump up.